I want you to take a couple of deep breaths and let go. All the anxiety has to go. All of the fears of the unknown erased by the blood of Jesus. Father, we bow before you, and we're believing for signs and wonders to continue to manifest as the earth and its inhabitants are in a challenge. Father God, we trust you as you have joined us together. You have made it clear that when we are in agreement together, that you are with us, and we're believing and welcoming the aspects that are needed in our hearts to be adjusted. For this type of unity is a little strange to us, but not strange to you. For you invaded the earth realm many, many times, and we're asking for the open doors between us to be kept open, for the blood of the Lamb to be sprinkled over every house that is connected to us right now. And we're also asking for the signs and wonders that you have prepared for this meeting. In Jesus' name, I pray. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
There's a lot of challenges out there and a lot of experiences that are happening. And I did get one thing that I thought might be helpful to all of us. And it's a word that came through Chuck Pierce. And I made a copy this afternoon. I think that would be helpful to you. And I'd like to take a moment to just release it. On March 30th, he says, I started prophesying last September that this year would be a true Passover. I repeat, this year would be a true Passover. Even though we have celebrated many Passovers, and we qualify as the House of Prayer, the Spirit of God said this would be the year that we would really have to understand the Passover. He said plagues-like conditions would hit the earth, and we're here. In February, March, and April would be hellish. But he was looking at nations to see which nations passed over. I then began to see that the real issue would be an economic rearrangement throughout the world. I see that if we celebrate and honor his blood, the death structure that is gripping these nations will shift at Passover. I see the death toll in the nations that celebrate and honor his blood and acknowledge him will start decreasing at Passover. But remember, once the Israelites passed over, they still had 40 days to press through into the promise. They had great problems during that 40-day period and postponed their promise for 40 years. And I'd like to add, because of unbelief and a slave mentality. I continue. I decree that during this 40-day period, that there will be no postponement. This is exactly what the Spirit of God said to me and what I have been saying since September. Take heart, we will make it through. We also encourage you to watch a video that was done on Wednesday, March 25th, which confirms some of these words. So I went to the Lord after I listened to that, and I copied it, and I studied it a little bit. And the Holy Spirit said to me, loud and clear, Exodus 14, So if you have your Bible, I think it might be wise to just give out the word before we go into conversations of all types and praise reports. If we go into the word of Exodus chapter 14, which, by the way, came a second time. So I know that this is the word for the Lord. Now, you know that our president declared us to be in a state of war. So I want to kind of give you just one verse of chapter 13. It says in verse 17, when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. There's a lot of people that are looking at the virus that we're fighting. And some of them are changing their minds and giving it all in and making bad choices. My heart to you says, don't do the mistakes of others. We are being depended on as the church for the nations to give an example and to walk with the higher ideals that God put in Christ Jesus himself. And by his Holy Spirit, which is alive in each and every one of us, we can do what was not able to be done by the Israelites. So now go to chapter 14. And starting at verse 1, and I know it's a little bit lengthy, but it has an incredible truth. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. They are encamped by the sea directly opposite Baal Zephon. Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. Watch verse 4. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the ultimate purpose is for God to really get himself recognized through the tests that we are in, no different than the Israelites. So the Israelites did this. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, "What have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their service." So he had his chariots made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots along with all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over all of them. Do you see the war? The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites who were marching out boldly, and the Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped by the sea near Pi-Hahiroth, opposite Baal Zephon. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there was no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us to bring us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone. Let us serve the Egyptians. The reason I would like to make a comment here is to realize that we have people out there that don't know Jesus, and they are actually making terrible choices because their minds are being bombarded with the same kind of thinking. Well, I don't need to go to church. I don't need to connect with the body of Christ. I can do this on my own. I did it before, and I can do it again. And that's not God. So he's waiting for us to make a decision to keep on going and not look back on what we had, but to say, okay, we're going forward. Now you remember, they were hemmed in on every side. The whole army of Egypt is behind them, and they know it. And of course, they're blaming Pharaoh. So you can blame me, it's okay. I'm going to run back to the Lord and find comfort there. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Do you see the depression? Do you see the hopelessness that they're living in? We have some unbelievers out there that are working in hospital situations, serving the people that are actually dying. And let's face it, Egypt was not a very nice place for the Israelites. It was horrible. But they would go back to that rather than the torment of their minds of how is God going to save us in this situation. And we have people confessing the same thing today. What if I catch this? What if I catch that? What if you don't catch anything? Verse 13. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid." Well, do not be afraid is a choice. "Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you," not next year, today. "The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again." Do you see the prophetic coming out of his mouth? "The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." If you remember, we were told that this year would be a year where we would have to choose to rest. Being still is to be at rest and not try to figure out your next move, but to trust the instructions from the Holy Ghost. Verse 15. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground.'" I wonder how their minds were really trying to adjust with this information. 17. "I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians." Now he's not hardening just Pharaoh's heart. He's hardening the hearts of every man in that army, including the leadership. "I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them." That's another prophetic word. "And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen." 19 should have a little bit of an underline on it. If you have a marker, it might be wise to take a good look. "Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of the Israelite army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them." So angels have an ability to change their position and do things that had never been done before. "Stood behind them coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to one side and light to the other side. Some of you need to say amen or nod in agreement. So neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on the right and on the left, and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. If they had not hardened their hearts, they would have stayed on the edge. During that last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. So who has an ability to bring confusion to the army of darkness? The Lord. He made the wheels of their chariots come off so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." That comment should be, again, another area where you realize that even the unbeliever now becomes a believer. Before this, they were in confusion, but the confusion is changing them. And the byproduct of the pressure of running after the Israelites, they now recognize the Lord is fighting them. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen." Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak, the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing towards it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and the horsemen. The entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea, not one of them survived. So the army of darkness that is pursuing and pushing this entire agenda of killing so many people with this virus, who's going to deal with them? The same Lord that dealt with these people. The Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day, the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. Now, I could go on, but I think this particular word applies to what we're watching today. Many men and women that are working in hospitals, first responders, all kinds of people out there devoted to make sure that this nation survives this test, needs our prayer, but they also need to see the hand of God. They also need to hear from you and I that if they bow to Jesus and ask for the blood to be covering their home, they will get the same results that happened many, many years ago, because the God we serve has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what I'd like you to do now is just to close your eyes for a moment and to repeat after me, "Lord Jesus, you have not changed. I truly believe that you are protecting me and my house. I truly believe that you're dealing with the darkness and the army of darkness that would like to keep me from ever, ever surviving the test that we're in. And I'm also rejoicing that your hand is upon each and every one of us. And all of those that we hold in our hearts will be safe because of the sprinkled blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. The real Passover Lamb has not changed his mind, nor his ways of doing things. And I give him all the praise and all the glory. And we'll take communion a little later. And all of God's people said, amen.